With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. A survey recently released by the Farm Bureau shows immigration policy still harms agriculture in the same capacity as seen in a similar survey that was done back in 2012. The informal survey showed that more than half of responding farmers had experienced employee shortages during the past year. The Farm Bureau's Paul Wenger says that the worker shortage impacts farm operations.
We have seen some people making some changes in their cropping patterns to go to more mechanized types of crops and trying to deal with farm labor contractors. But the bottom line is we have a broken immigration system. Farmers and ranchers are having to make decisions not based on the markets, but based on the availability of labor.
Andy says the shortage in farm labor means a more competitive situation for farmers to source workers.
You see a lot of farm labor contractors going into other fields and orchards offering increased wages. Rob Peter to pay Paul, get somebody to come over and pick their crop and leave the others. When you don't have that available supply, it means there's a big fight over those folks that are there. And at the end of the day, somebody's going to lose.
Wenger says the survey gives Congress proof agriculture needs comprehensive immigration reform, and that farmers continue to have trouble finding a full workforce. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.